everybody. It's the GB Podcast. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Nas.
And it is August 7th.
That it is.
Ooh. So we're we had a special guest in the studio, so to speak, here today. It's Gabriel Magliaro from
Half Acre Beer,
yeah. And we talked to him a little bit about the plans for a new brewery up in North Center.
Their new ale.
Yeah.
And a upcoming ale.
Yeah. So let's hear that interview. We're here with Gabriel Magliaro from Half Acre Beer Company, and we just recently found out that they're going to be, they're one step further in the approval process for a new brewery that looks to be going into Lincoln Square, sort of North Center.
North Center is the actual neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's our hope anyway. Had a community meeting last week, which that community meeting decides whether or not the community of North Center either approves or not approves, and they did. So we only had one negative vote in the end after a barrage of questioning for about an hour.
That's great.
And so that allows us now to go in front of the Zoning Commission, and they can say there was an overwhelming approval from the community and the aldermans for it.
Uh-huh.
So barring any sort of unseen horrible circumstance, we will get that zoning variance, and we'll be able to move forward to construction on that brewery space.
That's great. That's great. And now I just learned in the Reader a couple weeks ago about another brewery in the area. It's a Metropolitan Brewery. Do you know those guys?
Yeah. Doug and Tracy Hurst. Yeah. They are friends of ours. And yeah, you know, coincidentally, we're sort of coming up at the same time.
Yeah.
And you know, it's exciting, I think, for you know, consumers in Chicago,
yeah,
as well as, you know, that's certainly the North Side, having a larger brewing community. And,
right.
So it's good. They have a great space, not too far from where we are at this very moment.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're excited for those guys, and we are definitely, you know, everybody sort of cheers each other on and,
right,
and trying to achieve their goals.
That's great. Yeah, so when do you think you'll, you know, assuming that the process goes smoothly, when do you foresee having the brewery up and running?
I would say it would be great if we were brewing beer by the end of the year.
Okay.
That would be probably a best case scenario. Mm-hmm. All the licensing that we needed to get sort of fell in line, and the federal government and the mm-hmm. state government and the city officials all sort of were very accepting of our project and the things that we wanted to do. And so yeah, we'd be very excited if at the end of the year we could brew beer for sale.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
So it would end up being, I think, what, then the first two new breweries to open in this within city limits, and how long?
Geez, I don't know how long.
Quite a while.
You know, I guess depending on how you're defining brewery, but there's been brew pubs to
right. So I guess standalone breweries.
Yeah, standalone production facilities. Goose Island. So now there's been maybe Prairie.
Okay.
Since then, but it's been some time, long enough that you know most people have aren't familiar with packaging breweries opening up in the city. So, but I think it's a step in the right direction. I mean, there's craft beer has seen a resurgence and an appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more than ever, the people of Chicago are looking for craft beers and varied beers, and aren't leaning on national brands as much. So it's a super cool time to be a beer drinker in Chicago.
Definitely. So you just introduced your second beer, which is Over Ale. And you mentioned just before we started this interview that you're planning a third brew for when the brewery opens, right?
Yeah, that's going to be the first batch of beer that we make in the new brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to be called the Lost Elephant. So
nice.
We're really excited about that. And but this beer is Half Acre Over Ale.
Uh-huh.
It's what we're calling an American style bitter,
okay,
which in the great book of beer styles you won't find that, but it's sort of our take on an English style bitter, but it's a bigger beer, you know, higher in alcohol content. It's a deep brown color. We use a lot, about six different types of malted barley. a generous amount of hops, but we're using American yeast, all American hops. We don't live in England, and you know, it's sort of our version or our take on that. So we're super excited. You know, we don't actually brew to style. We just make beers that we like to drink and then call them what we want. So,
right. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, is there anything similar that people might compare it to? I haven't tasted it yet. You just
You know, I was drinking a Surly bitter last night, and I would not say that it's just like that. But, you know, it's in this similar vein. Uh-huh. So, I don't know. I'm going to say no. There is absolutely nothing out there that is quite like this experience.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Always good to be unique.
Well, yeah.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for stopping by. I got one last question for you.
Sure.
Other than your own beers, what would you say is your favorite?
You know, I'm a big fan of Old Rasputin, which is brewed by North Coast, especially on draft. One of the finer experiences in beer, I would say. I like Surly beers a lot. You know, they're newer to this market. At least coming in, we're sort of new, so they've been a cool thing to get your hands on, so I really enjoyed their beers. But, you know, I also like, you know, I can sit down and knock back a Hams in a can and certainly enjoy myself on a fine summer day, too. So.
Excellent. Cool. Well, thanks for stopping by.
And thank you.
All right, cool. So, let's jump right in. What do you have going on this week?
Thursday.
Alves.
I believe he's Mexican.
Yes.
If you haven't heard of Alves, he is a Mexican Elvis impersonator. In fact, one of the best Elvis impersonators.
Yeah, he's got quite a following.
He's got a following. And he does a lot of touring. And he's in Chicago at the Abbey Pub tonight. Its show starts at 9, doors are at 8, and it's $15 in advance. Probably $20 at the door.
Right.
But he puts on a great show. You can look up YouTube videos of Alves if you're curious about it.
And that is E-L space V-E-Z or Z if you're British.
I would have said
for some reason. Earlier in the evening, if you're up for it, the Handmade Nation documentary, which is all about the resurgence of craft in this country, is doing a preview of the film. It's not quite the finished version, but it's almost done. Tonight at the Jane Addams Hull House Museum from 5:30 to 7:30. It is, I believe, a benefit showing. I think you can contribute to getting this thing finished. But you'll also you'll see up on the screen Cinnamon Cooper, my wife, and a very prominent crafter here in Chicago, as well as probably quite a few other people who are involved in the local craft scene, as well as Milwaukee and elsewhere in the region and nationwide.
Cinnamon also lights for Gaper's Block.
She does. She does. I've got a couple of events on...
Where is the Jane Addams?
I believe that's down at UIC, if I'm not mistaken.
I hear you.
I'll look that up just to make sure. But while I'm looking that up, why don't you tell them a little bit about Friday?
On Friday, we've got Joey D., the kinetic street artist, as he's been described. And he'll be at Otofuji, our infamous toy store, on the Chicago Avenue at Damon.
Cool.
And in true Otofuji style, there'll be a lot of people hanging out with some wines and some other quirky soft drinks from maybe Japan again.
Excellent.
And it's going from 6 to 9 p.m. and it's 1955 West Chicago. The
cool.
event is free, so check it out.
Excellent. And yes, to confirm, it is the Jane Addams Hull House is on UIC's campus.
That's
800
cool.
South Halsted.
Sweet.
I've got a couple of all weekend festivals lined up here. What do you got?
I got one that starts on Friday and goes till Sunday.
All right.
But it's the Caribbean Festival in Union Park.
Yep.
And there's going to be music, food.
Cool.
It goes from noon to 10 p.m. every day. And it's depending, I guess it's $5 to $15, depending on
I imagine it's five per day.
Five per day, 15
guess.
For the day. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Right. Cool.
So if you're in for a taste of the tropics.
Well, I've got the Gold Coast River North Art Fair. which also runs Friday through Sunday.
It's apparently the granddaddy of our fair.
Yeah, it's pretty old. And it's from noon to 6. It's free. It's just along LaSalle Street between Erie and Superior. Worth checking out. Lots of cool art. And it goes off onto the side streets a little bit, so make sure you kind of wander around as well.
Good way to spend the afternoon.
Definitely, definitely.
And moving to Saturday, you got anything else for Saturday? Saturday?
Go for it.
Saturday, another doubleheader all weekend, Saturday and Sunday only, is the Ginza Holiday in Old Town.
Cool.
Plenty of stuff, lots of things going on in the Old Town area, it seems like.
Yeah, the close into the city.
Exactly. Area. But this is the 53rd annual Ginza Holiday.
Wow.
And it's basically a Japanese cultural festival, which will be held at the Midwest Buddhist Temple at 435 West Menominee.
Menominee.
It's $4 for adults, $3 for senior citizens and children, and anyone below 12 is allowed in free.
Very cool.
It's 11 to 7:30 on Saturday and 11 to 6:30 on Sunday.
All right.
So, you know, you can go to the art fair and wander on over some Japanese stuff.
Very cool. Nothing really striking me on Monday, but Tuesday is Touch of Evil in Wells Park.
Ah, yes.
It's classic Orson Welles, one of the longest set shots, unedited.
Wells Park
shots
and
at the beginning.
Montrose and Lincoln?
No, it's Orson Welles. It's down in Grant Park.
You said Wells Park.
Did I? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Well, it's Orson Welles. No, it's in Grant Park, and the film will start shortly after sundown on Tuesday.
Festivals are always good.
Yeah, grab a blanket or some lawn chairs and head on down with some food. Maybe some clandestine adult beverages.
There'll probably be bike valets parking somewhere.
Yeah, most likely. So it should be a lot of fun. And it's free.
Do it.
You got anything else?
That's about it, really.
It's all good.
On the beer note, though, what are you drinking this summer?
What am I drinking this summer? I have been drinking a lot of Rolling Rock, which is kind of a standby for me. I really do like Half Acre's stuff. I like their lager a lot. It's got some nice orange notes. What I've been drinking more, though, rather than beer, is I've been doing a little bourbon, some ginger concentrate, and some seltzer water, which turns out to be quite good. There may be. I don't know it.
Maybe it needs to be
maybe.
Hop special.
I don't know. But, it's really easy to make ginger juice. You just, grate a whole bunch of ginger and squeeze it out.
Good.
Yeah.
Sounds
and then
good.
You don't need very much. It's really strong.
I'd imagine.
How about you? What are you drinking, if
anything? I'm not really drinking much of anything aside from water with lemon and sugar.
That'll work.
It's my current energy drink of the season. I have foregone Gatorade and other highly processed energy drinks for a more natural solution.
Oh, that's good.
Half Acre is good.
Yeah.
The new Over L I'm kind of curious about.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet. I'm glad Gabe gave us some to sample. We'll get back to you on that.
That'll probably pop up in drive-thru at some point. So
right.
Look out for that. Otherwise, have a good weekend.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Cool. Bye-bye, guys.